right now, and this is a joy, Courtney Rosen with us, with Bloomberg Government, White House reporter. And we're supposed to do stuff that's like basically prosaic and, you know, the debt ceiling. Are you done, Paul, with the debt ceiling? I'm like,
I'm going to be done with it until it's a thing.
And, you know, it's a thing. And the border is serious. I mean, yep. I don't want to make light of that. Whatever your politics, the border is a story that just simply will not go away. Courtney, I got a detailed 5-page note today from the wonderful Tyler Kendall down in Washington. And the wonderful Tyler Kendall said to me, this is the schedule of the President of the United States. Now, if the president was cut and chiseled and 43 years old, I'd say the trip is exhausting. The president is going to go to Japan. He's in Hiroshima for the G7 meetings. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to Papua New Guinea. Is that right?
Yes. He's also expected to make a stop in Australia.
And he's going to go to Australia as well. How is he going to? How does he follow the domestic events at home when he's on that exhaust? I mean, if Paul and I did that trip, we'd be charred. How does he keep in touch with America, or does he really not? It's just a game.
I'd be watching actually the schedule of that trip. You're talking about the debt ceiling earlier to understand where the debt ceiling talks are. You were talking about he's leaving for Japan tomorrow. Also, the Senate is scheduled to be out of town next week until after Memorial Day. And so I'd be watching President Biden's schedule, the Senate's schedule, to get a sense of, is a deal close? President Biden has said before that he would consider not leaving for that trip abroad if they didn't have a deal yet.
Interesting. I did not know this.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So it's really up in the air, and maybe that's part of, is it the meeting this afternoon, Courtney, 3 p.m.?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Courtney, I guess...
Wait, we got to ask. Courtney, do you get to sit on the couch with everybody in the Oval Office?
No, but what we do know is that reporters are going to be in the room at the beginning of the meeting.
Okay.
The meeting's at 3 o'clock. Usually what happens after a meeting is reporters will stand outside the West Wing and attendees will come talk. So we'd expect Speaker McCarthy to come talk to us and let us know what the progress was, if there was any made in the room.
To me, it seems like these meetings are what they are, but the real, you know, sausage is going to be made by the aides in the White House, the aides for the members of Congress. Do we know kind of where those talks are, like the people actually get stuff done?
Yeah, what has been said publicly versus what is being done privately are probably two different things. We had Speaker McCarthy say yesterday that not much progress had been made in the staff level talks, and President Biden was projecting an opposite message. We know that President Biden's legislative team has been through a lot of different stalemates, battles in the last couple years. They've got a lot of experience with Congress, and so I'd be watching that. I also would mention Speaker McCarthy's chief of staff. He announced yesterday that he's going to retire. There was a line in the announcement that said something like he's going to stay on for the next few weeks. So I would imagine that also is connected to this debt ceiling situation, that they're not going to want to change leadership on the staff level over there either until a deal is met.
So let's switch gears again, because I've had enough of the debt ceiling.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. That's the best comment I've heard over 5 hours.
And this, it doesn't get much better on the next topic, but going down to the border where it's very, very serious for so many people, is a feeling in Washington that the Biden administration missed a huge opportunity to take the lead here? And is there a feeling that that was a missed opportunity?
I would say that we were expecting that there would be a much bigger increase in migrant arrivals at the southwest border, and we haven't really seen that pan out yet. Looking at the numbers over the weekend, looking at the numbers that have come out, it hasn't really panned out. So we don't know if we're going to see a lot more migrants over the next couple weeks, more than we've seen historically, but it hasn't been necessarily the crisis that it was painted to be early on.
Courtney, what are you watching today? I mean, the president's got to get on a plane. We said it earlier, Amory Horton will be joining Stephen Engel in Asia for our coverage of Bloomberg. What does the president do today besides this meeting? I mean, what is the phone call sequence you perceive?
I perceive that, so he's going to have to appear in public after this meeting. There's a celebration at the White House, totally separate from the debt ceiling stuff, but there's a party at the White House tonight where reporters will be there. So we will see him in public afterward. He probably will get questions from reporters, as he always does. So that would be another opportunity to gauge where things are. He's not necessarily, at least according to the schedule, going back inside after the meetings are over.
Courtney Rosen, thank you so much. Bloomberg Government White House reporter. That was a terrific brief there about this trip coming up.